What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a caller waiting, but before I take the phone call, I'm noticing on the Fox News feed, they're spending a lot of time on this issue of Huma Abedin, who is refusing to answer questions about the email server, and questions about just why her emails were being sent to the laptop being used by Anthony Weiner, who did not have a security clearance to see those emails. And, of course, Comey tried to make it look like it was just, you know, ordinary, automatic, no criminal intent. But, again, under Title 8, criminal intent is not required. The mere exposure of classified information in an insecure environment, that is the felony violation right there. I'm starting to get a feeling that they're going to make a big show of punishing Huma Abedin as the sacrificial lamb to save Hillary Clinton. Hillary is taking Huma Abedin and throwing her to the wolves. And hopefully Huma will make her own deal with prosecutors, and she's got other things stashed away that will make Hillary a little bit nervous. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, one quick comment about Huma. I kind of think she might be a Mossad agent. A guy like Weiner can't marry a Muslim and survive in New York. Now, as far as South America goes, that land used to be very productive. They exported tons of food. So by handing it over to the blacks, all they do is just turn around and make that land unproductive. It cuts the food down in circulation. But who's going to end up with that land in 50 years from now? That land is going to go from the blacks into the hands of other people. They will lose that land to other people.
So if the land is not productive, they're not going to pay their taxes. Yeah, they'll either sell the land off cheap to speculators, or it'll be confiscated by the government for unpaid taxes.
Yeah, and we know who the speculators are. So this is a land grab, very clever to get in to cut down the food production. You know, that was very productive, like southern that land in California. So it drives the prices of food up, and it takes it out of circulation. So I think there's more to this land grab than just being fair to the blacks. That's all I got to say today. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know as well as I do that the official account of history and, as you say, what really happened are two different things. One of the things that I learned when I was involved in an effort to reinstate the organic constitution and the lawful government was that there were union slaveholding states that, because there was repeated use of the words like rebel and rebellion, how can you have a rebellion against authority you didn't agree to in the first place? That those four union slaveholding states were completely unaffected by what was illegitimately called the Emancipation Proclamation. In other words, the states where Lincoln had the power to free those slaves, he did nothing. And in the states that had yet to be conquered, it was just, well, eventually you're going to get freed. But the observation is correct. We went from overt oppressive slavery for a few to insidious slavery for all of us. And if these people really are Jews, and the thing is, let's look at Leviticus 25, and especially verse 23. But the thing is that, when I call for a jubilee, I recognize that I've read that chapter very carefully, and it doesn't explicitly say the debt is forgiven. But the thing is, this idea that they loaned us money, there's really nothing to be forgiven. It's just a bunch of bookkeeping entries that's leading us to a very bad place historically. That makes sense?
Yes. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense here. And again, the reason I phrased Lincoln's entry into the Civil War was saying, at least, in part for slavery, is we understand the real issue was to bring the seceding states back into the Union by force, but that was not an issue that the people in the Union were willing to go to war for. And so Lincoln exploited the slavery issue as his hue and cry to get popular support for the war. It was his deception to start the war, just like Woodrow Wilson used the Lusitania. McKinley used the USS Maine. Lincoln used the issue of slavery, because the real reasons for the war were not something the ordinary people were going to get all excited about.
Yeah, so you'd be in favor of, I think that pamphlet that Major General Smedley Butler wrote, and I appreciate your effort about taking that one line, all wars are bankers' wars. I think we need to update that pamphlet, War is Still a Racket, and go through all the treasonous lies that FDR, and every war has had, oh, but we're good and they're bad. And it's like, yes, according to your dishonest narrative, we're good and they're bad, but the truth is they're sinners and so are we. And we need to own up to the fact that our sin is ignoble for accepting this prideful narrative that says we're the good guys, but then you get past their narrative and you realize they started everything in power to provoke the Japanese. They knew when, where, and how the Japanese were going to attack, and if we're not going to deal with traitors among us, don't tell me about how the bad guy over there is threatening our freedom. You know, so our government's got to beat them to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very common tactic they try and use, but again, the reason they're not getting a lot of traction is because at this point, pretty much everybody in the world knows the U.S. government was lying about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and that makes everybody very cautious about more recent statements about Assad gassing his own people. They're not just going to go along and say, oh, that madman gassed his own people. They're going to say, wait a minute, we got lied to before. Let's think this thing through. Why would Assad do it? Who does it help? Doesn't help him, helps the U.S. Therefore, are we dealing with another false flag? And false flags are a reality of history. We have an article on my website of 47 false flags that have been officially admitted to, where the governments that pulled off these frauds have stood up and said, yeah, we did it. We snookered you real good. We're proud of it. And for every one they're officially admitting, there are probably 100 that are still considered classified.
Right. And that's the thing is that the problem is that the people that are politically biased towards the neoconservative warfare state, they still believe it, not because, you know, the thing I say, otherwise sane, otherwise reasonable, otherwise intelligent, otherwise moral, but in this particular, in their political mentality, they're oblivious to the fact that they've been lied to because they all agree with the same lies, and therefore, collectively, the lies become invisible to them. And that's what I want to get across to them is, you know, you may disagree, but the creator of the universe knows what really happened. And when I talk with Muslims, I say, look, God knows what really happened regarding 9/11. And I promise you, when Jesus returns, he's going to make things right. You're free to disagree about that, but I take solace.
No, I do disagree. Ultimately. I do disagree.
Yeah.
Mostly because the evil people seem to be getting all the money and power and having all the fun.
Yeah.
And that's not the but quality of work that you're going to expect to see on the resume of a supreme being.
Well, the thing is, you're looking at things in terms of this life. I'm looking past that to say, yes, for a time they're all being allowed to get away with these things, but, you know, FDR is burning in hell, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you see, that's so, part of the fraud. That's part of the fraud. That's why churches get their tax deductions, because the churches are out there saying, yes, even though the rulers are crapping all over you and abusing you and stealing your money and killing your children, just stay calm and pray and trust us. In the next life, they're going to get slapped around good and hard. And it's just another way of keeping ordinary people in line and not challenging the ruling class. And it's why churches...
You understand, I'm not condoning their impunity, right? You understand,
okay.
I'm not agreeing that
all right,
we,
Mark,
I don't believe in impunity. Yes. Oh,
Mark,
sorry.
Okay, we've had enough time on this topic, and I think I've made my point here. We're going to drop you, and we're going to switch over to Mike in Maryland. Aloha. Before we do Mike in Maryland, going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now we're going to go to Mike in Maryland.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. What we're witnessing now, the beginnings of in South Africa, has already occurred in formerly Rhodesia, is white genocide. Because many, if not most, of the farmers in formerly Rhodesia were killed or slaughtered in order to take their land. And I think you're going to see that in South Africa as well, where you're going to see mass genocide against the white populace. And Rhodesia used to be a net exporter of food. It was a breadbasket of Southern Africa. and now it's a starving country that has to import food when it can buy it. So the same thing is going to happen in South Africa. You're going to have blacks take over the farmland and other industries that possibly aren't as educated or as knowledgeable about maintaining the farms and the industries, and you're going to see the South African economy go south real quick. And I think that's
I'm expecting that as well. But the reason I wanted to talk about these stories is because of all of this rhetoric we're seeing here in the United States of America about we got to get rid of the whites and we've got to make the whites go away and make the whites subordinate. And so, I mean, it could actually start happening here, and that is a very, very scary situation here.
Well, yeah, you're seeing the demonization of white people, and there's no excuse for slavery or American apartheid. But you know, I never enslaved anybody. But yeah, I think what you could see here is an escalation of more and more riots from the SJW warriors and BLM movement, where you'll see something happen similar to what happened in the Ukraine, where people are shot on both sides and stir up the passions and hatred, where you could potentially have a coup and a communist or fascist government put in place.
Well, we're already a fascist government, so I think a coup might bring about a socialist one, and that would be a loss here, because I think properly managed capitalism is still the best system out there, but unfortunately, as Vladimir Lenin pointed out, when capitalism fails, it inevitably devolves into fascism to protect the wealth and privilege of those at the top.
Well, I think we're more communist than fascist, but really there isn't much difference between the two.
There's a lot of difference between the two.
Not really.
Yeah,
The emergence of corporations and government one way or the other. The private central bank is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto.
That is the merging. First of all, the certainly the Communist Manifesto was the workers collectively owned the factories. So
that's the fantasy that they want to portray to give workers and the downtrodden a false sense of hope and security. But of course, it's all a big lie because the people at the top are going to commiserate with the corporations and the wealthy. Wall Street put the communists in power in 1917. That's a well-known fact.
Well, I think it comes down to it. It almost doesn't matter what system you're talking about: communism, fascism, capitalism, or something that has yet to be invented. The weak point is the quality of the human beings who are living in that system, because inevitably the bad people who are willing to do things ordinary people are not are going to find a way to get their hands on that wealth and power, and then they're going to start abusing it the way we're seeing George Soros and Bill Gates do right now. Anyway, Mike, I need to let you go. We're running out of time, and I got some stories I got to cover here. We were talking before about hacking Google Docs, all the rest of it. Apparently, Microsoft Outlook servers, which is what is at the ISP end of your Outlook email account, apparently, they've been having some kind of a problem for 2 months now, which is resulting in some very bizarre behavior. Apparently, some of the domains for Outlook and MSN Mail Service are being deprecated and have to be replaced. Somebody just wrote in about that. We'll try and find an article about that. But here's a very interesting article. This is out of Computer World. Right now, about 80% of Americans receive their paychecks via direct deposit. But if a hacker manages to reroute your paycheck to their account, is it just tough luck you don't get paid? And apparently, a faculty member at Western Michigan University found that out the hard way. His Go WMU account was hacked, and his direct deposit paycheck was rerouted to a bank in Utah. The crime was traced to a computer in New Mexico, but they were only able to recover $11 of his paycheck, and he's on the hook for that. The more they computerize all of the economy, the more vulnerable you will be to this cybercrime. If you're given a paper paycheck in your hand, you can take it to your bank in the certain knowledge nobody's going to hijack it on the way. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just read your article that you had posted about South Africa and the comparisons with Zimbabwe and all that, and I've been listening to what you've been saying about the Civil War. And I, too, am from the North, and all my relatives fought for the North and so on. My wife is African-American, and I go through this conversation with her side of the family quite a bit, this whole white guilt thing. And I say, because I'm German and Scotch-Irish, the Romans imprisoned the Germans, you know, and the Scotch and the Irish. Everybody's been imprisoned or been enslaved at one time or another. And as a matter of fact, there's still slavery in Africa, as we know, and especially in like the Sudan and places like that, by blacks of other blacks.
Yes.
But what I say is, where white people did not invent slavery, which is often we're accused of, we did invent, at least the British and the New Englanders, invented the concept of abolitionism. That indeed was a white invention.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that. It just drives me nuts when I talk to them, and nobody seems to connect those dots.
Well, they're listening to rhetoric, and that's what's dangerous about it. This is not a careful analysis of history. This is somebody pushing this anti-white agenda for a specific reason. And again, those who are caught up in it, they're not really interested in the facts. They're living a post-truth, fact-free state of being. And again, Gilad Osman talks about that in his book, Being in Time. They want to memorize the jingo. They want to revel in their sense of victimhood. I am where I am in life because of oppression from the evil white male heterosexuals, and that makes them feel good about themselves. And they fall into that. And Hillary exploited it tremendously last year. And unfortunately, as a society, we're going to be feeling the after effects of all of that race baiting feminist. Victim mongering. We're going to be dealing with that for years and years to come.
You know, Michael, I if your theory is correct about the removing people's identity is correct, and I actually believe that it is. The biggest, the world government, the New World Order people must see North American white people and Europeans with money and education and affluence and significant numbers as the biggest impediment to their taking over. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're a particular target.
I think we're a target more as a scapegoat mechanism because certainly China is a major block in the goal of the New World Order. And I don't think we can confuse too many of them of being white.
Right, well,
you know, white people are okay to blame. We're going to blame the white people for everything. Oh, the bad white people, the bad white people. It's just a scapegoating mechanism. Hitler did it with the Jews, and some governments are doing it with the Muslims, and a lot of people in this country are doing it with white people.
You're right. Well, thanks, Mike. That's it for me, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and I think that clears the phone lines for us. Let me just do this. Now then, Facebook is starting to lose customers because of the censorship, and they have issued a warning about slower ad growth, and their stock price has declined. So we're having an effect. We're having an effect, just like happened with Starbucks. Just like happened with Target. Remember what your business is and stop bringing the politics into it, or we, the American consumer, are going to extract a price. We're going to go someplace else. We're going to take our business someplace else. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's see, getting on back to the news here. Now, a little bit of good news up in Seattle, Washington. The city of Seattle has issued a rule requiring cable internet service providers to first obtain your permission to sell your data to advertisers, blackmailers, whoever else wants their hands on that. And I'm sure the cable providers are going to try and find some way to get your permission. They may say that you'll get a discount on your bill if they're allowed to sell your data. But at least the choice is back in your hands. And you can make that decision for yourself. Too many decisions about your personal information are being made without you. And that is very, very risky. Now, there is a new threat to your privacy. And as it turns out, the microphones on smartphones are actually able to hear outside the range of human hearing by a little tiny bit. Maybe it's intentional, but it is already being exploited because apparently consumers can be tracked through the use of ultrasonic tone built into advertising fixtures or store shelves. So that smartphone code can literally figure out where you are in the store and send that information to the retailer. That's right out of Minority Report, and that's a little bit scary. And because, again, I'm a private person, and I'll make my own decisions. And here's the interesting thing. If you're looking at buying certain things at a store, why does it matter that the store knows you were there at that rack? Obviously, when you show up at the cash register, they know you bought the product. Or maybe they're going to just study what you're looking at but haven't bought yet and try and apply some heavy advertising to it. Now, the war of words is continuing between Director Comey and WikiLeaks. FBI Director Comey is slamming WikiLeaks. He's calling it intelligence porn. Oh, those people. They're only reading WikiLeaks because they're getting a thrill from it. It's banned. It's forbidden. That's the only reason they're interested. No, actually, we're interested in seeing just where the United States government is failing to live up to its contractual obligations to the American people as set forth in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because at some point, the American people are going to have to face that question. Are you getting the government you're told you're paying for? Or like Spectrum, are you paying the money and you're only getting 10% of what you expected? Now, as you know, last week, the National Security Agency came on out with a grandiose announcement. We are not reading your emails anymore. Go on and just write about the nuclear bomb you're building in your basement, your emails, we promise you we're not looking at it. Then William Binney came on out and said, no, the way the system is designed, they have to scoop up all the email info before they can go to an individual targeted with a proper warrant. And then we even had a story that came out in the corporate media saying, yeah, the spying is continuing. Despite the new law that was passed, despite the assurances of the NSA, it's totally, totally out of control. And now Judge Napolitano is weighing in on what he calls the NSA octopus. He's saying there's more spying, more lying. And basically, he's saying because Trump knows that he has been the victim of overzealous and unlawful surveillance, that maybe there's going to be a debate over renewal of Section 702 to try and put more limitations on there. Because for all the spying the NSA has done, we can't see that they've actually accomplished anything at all other than build the world's largest collection of private amateur porn, according to Edward Snowden. Anybody who's really planning a terror attack or a crime knows not to go on the internet or email or smartphones because it is all being watched. It's an invasion of our privacy that cannot actually accomplish anything reasonable. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, apparently, earlier this week, the Office of Director of National Intelligence released a report that confirmed Barack Obama's White House used NSA technology to gather information on more than 30,000 Americans in 2016, which included both metadata and the actual contents of the communications, and then circulated these intelligence reports without removing the names. This is illegal. So they're... It's just coming on out, bit by bit. Will the government do anything about it? No. Now, here's a very interesting article. As you know, a lot of us in the truth movement, we're being harassed. We're having our careers wrecked. We're being threatened. Our servers attacked. We're always saying, oh, it's FBI and NSA. Actually, it turns out there are now private companies like Blackwater, to which the FBI and the NSA are outsourcing their harassment of targeted individuals so that they can say their hands are clean. No, 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 we're not the ones who ruined your career. No, we've got absolutely no record of it. And technically they're correct because the harassment and career wrecking and the threats and everything are being handled by these private companies. And one of these companies is James Byman and Associates. It's based in Fairfax. It's just down the street from a whole bunch of three-letter agencies. And they have developed special tools for the FBI. And their job for the government is to hack into computers and phones of watch-listed individuals and targeted individuals. So the spying is still continuing. The cybercrime is still continuing. And not only is it a violation of the Fourth Amendment, not only is it a return to the abuses of COINTELPRO, it's not going to work because any real criminals or real terrorists know better than to use modern electronics. They'll go back to something else. There's an interesting story in the run-up to the second war in Iraq. They were running a battle exercise, and there was the good guy forces, and then they tagged some general and said, "You're going to play Iraq, and we're going to come on in and invade you." And much to their embarrassment, the OPFOR general succeeded in winning the battle. And all he did was to turn off all the electronics. And they sent communication by hardline. They had a lot of pre-planning and code words going on. Because the United States has become over-dependent on this ability to go into your computers and your smartphones and listen to you. And they've allowed other methods to just sort of fade away. Even today we're hearing about the lack of so-called ground truth, meaning assets, in other countries. So anybody who decides not to play on the playing board the United States has set up has a natural advantage. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Earlier this week, we showed a video that's talking about a report on massive crop losses all over Europe and the United States and how it's already leading to a doubling of food prices. And it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. Apparently, California's vineyards got hit really hard. They lost 50% of the grapes. And it turns out it's not just fruits and vegetables because they had a huge snowstorm that really hammered western Kansas, but also hit areas of southeast Colorado. They got 10 inches of snow. And as a result, everybody thought spring was here. They'd already put the cattle out to pasture. And hundreds of cows have frozen to death. And that is going to start pushing up on the already high beef prices. Good reason to go vegetarian right now. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Philip in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. What's on my mind is how Trump... I don't think he really understands the economy because, let's say, they're trying to push for this health care where, pre-existing conditions, they're in there, you know, they're in there and they can't be removed, and they don't know that that's going to drive up the health care costs in itself. They don't understand how the free market basically works in insurance. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts on that is they have to address the pre-existing condition issue because when Obamacare was first brought out, remember Obama was saying, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, which was total nonsense, and policies were being canceled by the health insurance companies in order to force you to buy the more expensive Obamacare policies. And a lot of those policies that were being canceled were policies that had been paid into over decades by people who did have pre-existing conditions, and the health insurance companies were required to care for them. Then when they went into Obamacare, the attitude of the health insurance industry is it's a clean slate. These are all brand new policies, and we have a right to refuse to sell to people with pre-existing conditions or to basically say those are excluded from coverage. And it was a big hue and cry at that time. So I know you're looking at this from a dollars and cents point of view, but we also have to look at it from the sense of the injustice that was done to these patients with pre-existing conditions because they had a setup, they had insurance, they were being taken care of, and then all of a sudden Obamacare yanked that away from them. And it's not fair to leave them without some kind of support because of the government's actions.
I agree. But what I'm trying to say here is, so you need, I'm young, so you need young people to buy into these insurance plans to help subsidize old people, right? So
then you're turning it into another carry forward Ponzi scheme, the way Social Security is. In theory, what you pay for your health insurance collectively within your age bracket should come on back and cover the age. But not everybody who is taking health insurance benefits is necessarily old. There are very young people who are getting very, very sick. We were talking the other day about how all of a sudden middle-aged people, the incidence of strokes has doubled, possibly as an after effect of some new medication. But in the end, I really do think another government-operated health plan is not going to work unless it is a single-payer system. And Ron Paul was absolutely right. Look at the other nations that have got really good working health systems, and let's just copy what they're doing instead of trying to reinvent the stethoscope.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, I just wanted to see your view on that. And have a habit of, I'd say, putting themselves in slavery, you know, like how our country has been since its existence. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse. It's always because we're voting for the government to help us work. And if you vote for, say, the government to do something, they have to take away money from you first to pay for what you want. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I see what you're saying. Reagan said exactly the same thing. A government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything that you have. Now, when the country was originally set up, the idea was there were strict limits on campaign donations. There was nowhere near the systemic election fraud that we had. So the members of the legislature and the president were answerable to the public. If they didn't make them happy, no new term. But with the taking off of limits to corporate contributions, candidates no longer need to seek your money, and with the massive election fraud that we're seeing, they no longer really need your votes, and so they're just basically ignoring you, and you're the source of the wealth that pours on into a system that is really all about its own personal glorification and grandiose warmongering.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. You answered my question. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I'll let you go.
All right. All right. Thanks an awful lot. All right. We're going to let you. Okay. Kind of a hard connection to understand on that one here. All right. We're talking about human-caused global warming. And there's a very good video on the front of whatreallyhappened.com that says carbon dioxide pollutant debunked. And it's taking some of the hysterical claims being made by the carbon Nazis and saying, let's just go back and look at the actual data records. And they're using data that's actually coming from NOAA and the U.S. Geological Survey and other sources. And they're showing how it is selectively portrayed to convince you there's a crisis and there isn't one. And I imagine the debate is going to get very intense in the next couple of months because Al Gore's new film, An Inconvenient Sequel, debuts in July. It's already been all over the film shows, and everybody's saying, oh, it's wonderful, it's great, you must go see this. I have a feeling it's going to do terrible box office, but then it's not really about box office. It's about trying to revive the human-caused global warming scare. And by the way, all this stuff we're reporting about crop losses all across the eastern part of the country, cattle freezing to death in Colorado, you're not seeing that on the corporate media, are you? I'm sure it's being covered in the local news out there in Colorado. But they're getting ready to try and sell you another carbon tax. They're absolutely desperate to find another way to trick you out of more of your money. So anyway, there's this video, Carbon Dioxide Pollutant Debunked. It's real good science, and you ought to look at it. Now let's talk about water. Yesterday we were talking about how the city of Flint, Michigan, is starting to issue tax liens on people who have been unable to pay their water bills. And it's not like you have people who are rebelling and saying, I refuse to pay the water bills. I'm sure that they'd like to pay their water bills. But look at the economic realities in that part of the country. They don't have the money. And that's ignoring the fact that the water in Flint, Michigan is now actually dangerous to drink because of some reckless cost-cutting measures they took. Well, it's not confined to Flint, Michigan. I'm looking at the story out of Russia Today. The United States is facing a nationwide drinking water crisis. 77 million Americans were exposed to unsafe drinking water in 2015. And apparently it was not just lead, it was also copper. And this study pointed out that penalties for water safety violations are basically non-existent. These water companies can put whatever they want in the pipes, and there's really no recourse. Another article, this in Natural News. 38 states have discovered toxic lead levels in children. And this was a study published in Pediatrics, the flagship journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And the researchers pooled data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they revealed that 38 states and the District of Columbia have childhood lead exposures of 10 micrograms per deciliter or higher. This can cause brain damage. Now, you want to talk about whether the United States is the greatest nation on earth or whether it ever was or ever will be again. One of the most fundamental things that we expect from our government is the basic necessities of life, like water, that it will be safe to drink coming out of that faucet. And we don't have that anymore. And that's another sign to me that this government is heading to a Soviet Union-style collapse. Now, here is another story. This is very, 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 very sad. Being reported over in the Daily Mail, child suicide attempts have doubled in the last decade. And data from 32 children's hospitals across the United States shows that around 120,000 under-17s have been treated for attempts to take their own life since 2008. But the majority of that has come in recent years. Now, what has changed in those last few years? Well, yes, the United States is a more stressful place to be living in. But we're seeing that age group be marketed and saturated with these prescription antidepressant drugs. And if you go over to SSRIstories.org, you will see case after case after case of people who are perfectly okay. Their doctors will put them on these medication, and then all of a sudden they'll get an urge to kill themselves that they can't stop. And I went through this myself when I was dealing with the aftermath of the breakup of my first marriage, and I went to my doctor for a completely unrelated issue. And she was saying, how are you handling the breakup? And I said, well, I'm not entirely cheerful. And she said, you want some of this, and wrote me a prescription, and I can't remember what it was specifically. But I got on there with the, following, take a pill here, and so forth and so on. And for about 4 weeks, I was happy, and I was fun to be with. And then in the fifth week, I had this crash, this backfire that was just horrible. And that's why I will never, ever take those medications ever, ever again. Another story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, more than 6 million patients have been given the wrong prescription information on statins. And they're either on the wrong type of the drug or the recommended dosage is inaccurate. And doctors are saying the situation should be corrected as a public health priority. They're saying this is a real crisis out there. They're saying GPs should avoid keeping patients on out-of-date prescriptions through inertia. They need to look at it. Statins have never proven to be effective. In fact, more and more people are thinking statins are actually causing more deaths than they're helping people, because the plaque is coming off the artery, not slowly, not gradually, but breaking off in huge chunks that then finds its way into a very inconvenient location. I suspect that's what happened to my youngest brother. Now, for all you history buffs, this is interesting. Apparently, a Union Jack banner flown by the Coldstream Guards at the Battle of Waterloo has been found in a shoebox in East London by a window fitter. Apparently, there are numbers, serial numbers, on this flag, and it was flown at the Battle of Puigdemont on June 18th, 1815. Somebody must have saved it as a souvenir, hid it in the shoebox, forgot all about it, now that it's been rediscovered. I think that is so cool. I think that is so cool. All right, we're going to be coming up here on another commercial break. And when we come on back, last segment of our program today, apparently there's another outbreak of Lyme disease. And more, apparently young Europeans want to get out of the European Union as well. The tide is turning. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last program, last segment of the program today. There is a very popular TV series called Breaking Bad. It's in reruns now. When it was first out, I didn't watch it because I have a negative reaction to the illicit drug industry, and a lot of that goes back to some unpleasantness with my first wife. But when it was coming up on the final episodes, I tuned in and I realized it actually was a very good show, especially William White, the lead character, who was a teacher who was drawn to cooking methamphetamine to pay off his cancer bills and take care of his family, which you start thinking that's a very understandable situation here. Well, apparently this has happened in real life. Over in New Mexico, there's a science teacher in a high school, and apparently they weren't paying him what he needed, so they caught him running a meth lab. And that's kind of a little tacky. Now, here's something that's very interesting. We're hearing about a very large crack on the Antarctic ice shelf that may be getting ready to spawn a monster iceberg, which does happen from time to time. And it isn't evidence of global warming. The thickness of the ice, in fact, is going the other way. But apparently, over at the United Arab Emirates, they're looking at a serious water shortage. And they are planning to tow icebergs from Antarctica to help with the drinking water issues because the ice that is coming off Antarctica is freshwater ice. And it is a great source for fresh water, and it's a very good idea. It's been suggested before to ease water shortages in other parts of the world. And they're going to give it a try, and I wish them a lot of luck to get that going here. And let's see. Apparently, Macron, during his TV debate, has been called on a goof when he was talking about France's economy, about how big it was, and apparently his math work was very inaccurate, and he's been called on that along with all the other things that went wrong for him in that debate. Now, I'm hoping Le Pen wins the runoff, but again, I am expecting there to be massive election fraud in the election, because that's unfortunately the way the globalists are keeping control over us. They let us pretend that we have elections. They let us pretend that we have some kind of a say over what's going on, but the reality is quite different, that we are the playthings of the rich people of the world, which is not pleasant to think about. I don't like it. I can't imagine any parent raising a child right now looking forward and realizing that that child's life is going to be directed at the whim of people like George Soros or Bill Gates, who just have their heads full of all kinds of fantasies, and nobody with the courage to stand up to them and say, what you're doing is actually causing harm, more harm than good. So that's where we are. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Tonight is choir night for the Lady Claire, and Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three of tomorrow. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.